and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump will hold a campaign event in Virginia next Friday after the first presidential debate, say sources to ABC News. That day, President and Mrs. Biden will travel to New York for some campaign receptions. A gunman killed three people, wounded 10 others at a grocery store in the small town of Fordyce, Arkansas. Two officers and the gunman were wounded, says the state's public safety secretary, Mike Hagar.
The injuries to the officers and the suspect are not considered life-threatening. The remaining civilian injuries range from non-life-threatening to extremely critical.
The man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer and was sentenced to 30 years in federal court was convicted today of aggravated kidnapping by a state court. That could put him behind bars for life. Ryan Watson, an American charged with bringing ammunition to Turks and Caicos, avoided jail time at his sentencing today, fined $2,000. This is ABC News. Federal regulators signing off on flavored e-cigarettes.
The FDA has authorized the marketing of four versions of the Enjoy brand menthol-flavored e-cigarettes. And announcing the authorization, the FDA has said the benefits to adult smokers from completely switching to a less harmful product was sufficient to outweigh the risks to youth. The FDA says e-cigs are not considered safe, but they are believed to be safer than traditional tobacco products. So far, the FDA has authorized 27 tobacco and menthol-flavored e-cigarette products and devices. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Sales of previously owned homes fell in May for the third straight month. The National Association of Realtors says sales are down 0.7% compared to April, down 2.8% compared to May last year. Experts point to rising mortgage rates and high home prices. 13 kids and teens in Hawaii sued the state over the threat posed by climate change. State settled, agreeing to create a greenhouse gas reduction plan that'll decarbonize transportation. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up four runs in the
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The throw coming home, it is going to be